1986, when I purchased my property, there were no nightly rentals in this subdivision. I've only been here a year and a half. So we know that wasn't true. But the reason why I bought the place is because it says living unit will be for a single person or family, period. In 72 pages for where I live now, on my $200,000 investment plus, the truth of the matter is that this was the reality, because this is the reality that you guys work with, and I'm seeing it tonight for real. There's a villa I live in, and the wall separates us less than a foot thick. And the villa next door, he moved and sold his because he turned on his boom boom boxes with the TV, and I couldn't even talk to my wife. So we had to shut him down in such a way, but I'm still friends with the Edgars. These folks may even know them. They're nice people too. Two little dogs. And I was glad to have them as a neighbor. But when they turned on the boom box, the glass in my shelves rattled in my home. So what gets me is that 25 feet of cushion, 25 feet of separation in these homes and the villas up on the bluffs. And I'm confused because I live in a single family home. Period. When this thing was developed, I can understand where you guys come from, because you get to hear it tonight, that we are applying for a nightly rental in a place that has nightly rentals and always did. You guys approved it, or someone did. But there was no approval to this. There was no change to this. It just happened. I'm living in a home that I was sold and lied to. Now, I'm not stopping with this. We've put it to a vote in our community, just so you guys will know, 20% rentals, am I correct? Only thing I said was is that the 20% rentals is just so they have time down the road so they can make their investment pay. We're not getting paid anything off of it, just like you gentlemen. You give your time just like I do. I volunteer every day. The point I'm making to you guys is that we were allowing them to have their rental amongst us. Just follow the rules. No nuisances. No loud noises. When we call the police for help, these gentlemen and this wife of his is going to actually tell you all about it. Picking up masks down our streets as they leave. You guys don't live in that. Well, one of us do. The whole truth is that I'm fighting for a community, a solid little small community right here in Branson. And I'm going to stand up here again one more time, so I'll sit down. I know my time's up. I appreciate you guys listening to me. I live in a single-family home, and yet, for some reason, late at night, in the middle of the day, whatever, this was planned out and done for our community. And then along came a nice couple, which I know I'm not supposed to address, but I know them personally. And they came in here and they were sold a unit that said they could rent it. And they own a unit that's never been rented. And not only that, they were lied to too. Because their CC&Rs at 72 pages reads just like my CC&Rs for 72 pages.
Sir, I'm going to need you to go ahead and wrap it up.
I got you.
Past the 4 minutes.
I got you.
Almost to five.
Thank you for letting me speak.
What is your address?
I'm 180 Fieldstone. I can see their home when I step out on my lawn.
He's directly, almost right across the street, on the other, down the road a tad.
I help watch the pool. There's my home right there. And this is the young couple. That's the home I purchased.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to come back up? So, Scott, have we've gone through the presentation, and really you've gone through everything, right? Do you have anything to add, or?
I do. So I feel our property being in the corner where we are, we're pretty separated from everyone else. I'm a business owner. My husband's a business owner. We take pride in things that we own. I have two kids in college. I understand what party houses are like that. I don't allow that in my permanent residence. I certainly won't allow it in my rental property. We bought this in this area because it's beautiful, it's quiet, it's, you know, a perfect getaway kind of location. On my listing, when we went and looked at the property, it says in big bold letters at the top, approved for nightly rental. That's on me for not doing more investigation into that, and I understand that. My next door neighbor, Ann, lives there full time. I don't know if her unit has ever been approved to be a nightly rental or not. We have a 2-year-old son as well, and when we're down here visiting in the weekend, I say, do you hear us? And she says, I never hear a peep out of you, and he's loud and a crazy person. She plays her music loud. I've never heard it. So my hope would be that whoever is in there is respectful and of her living there full time.
Well, just so you're aware, there's a long history of many approvals and applications that have come through, and I actually live out in this subdivision. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, you know, there's been several that have been approved, but there's a list of items that we'll go through here in a little bit that affect the amenities and the usage and, you know, is it compatible to what we've got going on, but we'll review that here in a little bit, just so you know a little bit of the history. You probably heard it, I imagine.
I do, yeah.
Several people in reference to that. So do we have any specific questions for the applicant before we review the document?
So did you discuss your plans with your next door neighbor?
I did. Verbally, she told me that she was excited about it. Anne's a very social person, and she looks forward to meeting new people. Every person in my family, I think, has been to visit since we've owned it, and she's loved getting to know them. So I think she likes the in and out of things.
And we didn't get anything.
I don't know if she's sent a letter or not.
Boy, that was all that came in today, and I was really busy today. So I made sure to get them to you, but I don't think so. I'd have to look unless there was one.
I don't think so.
He said support.
Yeah.
Oh, a support email that came in late. Yeah. Presley printed off for me. Yeah.
So, there are no letters opposed. Actually, one email sent in for the other application, I think, right?
Yeah.
So with that, if we want to just have a discussion amongst ourselves, being a special use permit, that the items that we've got to consider, and there's, you know, six of them, location and size, accessibility to police, fire, and refuse, utilities, water, sewer, electric, location, nature, height of structures, walls, fences, the adequacy of required yard and open space requirements, sign, and I believe where it's generally gravitated as F in the past, one way or the other, the discussions to this general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, and the general safety, health, comfort, general welfare of the community with the standards for development and these regulations. So, I don't know if that helps spur a conversation. If there's anything here to ask the applicant about or discuss amongst ourselves.
I know for me, F is where I get hung up in this area. Early on, in the early stages of the nightly rentals, it wasn't very clear
what was happening out there, and then I think I voted against several after that. So that's where I'm at.
Any other comments? Or?
Being this is a villa, we've got just an adjoining wall. We've had discussions about the wall and the buffering type issue, and I don't know what our answer is on that. I know the only thing separating that and the neighbor is a wall, basically.
Yeah, and that's been brought up several times.
Have we heard anything from the adjoining villa?
No, I have not on this one. And then to answer your wall question, the wall is what the board, that's the only common property line that the Planning Commission has approved that as the buffer for all the past villas. So,
okay.
Yeah. But no, I have not heard.
Any other comments?
If this were approved, would she have to do any buffering on the back and on the
side of the wall? That's all common property, so the only common residential property line is the wall, because those are held.
No, I mean on the outside.
She doesn't own the outside. That's all. It's a new homeowner association. You can probably address that to me, but it's
I don't
a different homeowner association. Okay. They own that property.
Mm-hmm.